Welcome back to Horizons.
Karen Charnley, welcome back to Horizons.
Thank you very much for having me, David.
You're CEO of the All-Ireland Institute of Hospice and Palliative Care. So as we all know, Palliative Care Week starts today and runs until Saturday. And some new news and some new details have recently been, I don't know what you'd call it, declassified that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so between November 2024 and March 2025, over 400 people across the island of Ireland participated in an online survey to better understand how services and supports for death, dying and bereavement can be more effectively targeted. And this was a survey that was conducted by our colleagues in our member organisation in Queen's University, researchers within Queen's University Belfast. And the research shows that not everyone is aware of the benefits of accessing palliative care services and the supports that are available, and about the importance of having those discussions and making decisions about their own future care and the care of those close to them. And this is why we have our awareness campaign and why it's so important every year. It's also why we highlight like the lived experience and personal stories of those who have accessed palliative care and the benefits it has for them. So I suppose with some of the findings found that whilst the island of Ireland surpasses other countries in its knowledge about end-of-life care options, we still want to close the knowledge gap in local communities about the services and supports that are available. And this is the main opportunity for improvement. So we want to highlight as part of the campaign that, you know, people should be talking to their GPs, their consultants, their health professionals, and the availability of services within Kerry, both within hospitals, but also with Kerry Specialist Palliative Care Service as well.
Excellent. And yeah, it can be a huge confusion and a huge disruption in people's life to sort of find out that they require palliative care. And I'm sure they wouldn't have any idea where to even start. I understand that there's some events happening locally here in Kerry that you have some details about.
Yeah, there's over 100 events taking place throughout the week, which is a great growth in the number of events that are taking part as part of the Palliative Care Week. A number of them are online, and your listeners and will be able to find details of them on our Palliative Care Week website, which is thepalliativehub.com. That's thepalliativehub.com. But within Kerry, there's going to be a stand in Bonsecours Hospital in Tralee on the 9th of September in the reception area. And there's also going to be a stand in the University Hospital Kerry in Tralee during the week as well. So great to see those local activities. And I know Kerry Specialist Palliative Care Team are doing a lot of work during the week to highlight their services, not only to adults with palliative care needs, but also for children with their life-limiting conditions as well.
That's great. So there's going to be a stand throughout the week in the UHK and then on Tuesday in the Bonsecours reception area.
What we'd really encourage, if people want to engage in the events or in social media, that the good place for them to look for further information is on our website, thepalliativehub.com, but also on social media. If you use the hashtag PAL Care Week, and that's PAL with a double L, you'll be able to find out about lots of information, lots of activities that are taking place, which all aim to raise awareness of the benefits of palliative care. Because then if people understand what palliative care is, if the need arises, we'd hope that they'd feel more able to access those services.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people would be more comfortable coming in and speaking to a human rather than looking it up on a website.
About the stats, the only other thing, one of the areas was around individuals living with a life-limiting illness or those who provided care either in the past or now are more likely to have an understanding of palliative care. And similarly, people volunteering in the community around people with life-limiting conditions are more likely to have that understanding. So often people don't realise that palliative care isn't just for people with cancer. Palliative care can be Indeed, for people with advanced cancer, but it can also be for people with advanced heart, lung, renal, neurological conditions such as dementia, motor neurons disease, Parkinson's disease. Actually, yesterday I was doing a photo opportunity to highlight Palliative Care Week, and I had the pleasure of meeting a gentleman who had Parkinson's disease, but he also had cancer, and he benefited from the services of a hospice, and they'd helped to rehabilitate him. So they'd helped him with in an outpatient setting, and they helped to support him with using physio and occupational therapy, but they also supported him with accessing, you know, developing coping skills. Obviously, having a life-limiting condition, because it's hard for many, it's hard for me to truly understand what that must feel like and what hearing that news. Often we hear that people, you know, it's obviously a very worrying time and a very worrying time for people's families. But I think it's good to know that palliative care services can support people with. He actually said to me whilst we were talking that if it wasn't for those services, he feels he wouldn't be here today. So that they did really help him cope, but they also helped him manage his symptoms as well. I suppose we know, and the research tells us from the piece of research at Queen's Universities, that people with a life-limiting condition and people who've either cared for someone or are caring for someone do have a better understanding, have a better knowledge about the care options, as do people who volunteer in the area. But what we want to do during Palliative Care Week is really raise awareness of those services so that people know if they're in that situation or if a loved one is being diagnosed and has advanced conditions, that they'll know how to access and they'll know to have those conversations with their health professionals.
That's very interesting. So that traditional medical care is maybe about helping people to get better, but palliative care is more about making people comfortable. But it sounds like giving them a skill set and access to knowledge of how to look after themselves and keep themselves comfortable. And that there's sort of a rolling stone of gradually accumulating palliative care knowledge within the community that you're trying to help people get access to.
Exactly. And I suppose it's, yes, putting the person at the centre of the care, but also supporting the family and the loved ones around them as well.
Excellent. So I said to you, Karen, as soon as you had any specifics about anything going on in the Kerry area, to come back to me. And you immediately delivered. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, David.
Karen Charnley, the CEO of the Orlanlon Institute of Hospice and Palliative Care. Thank you very much for coming on Horizon.
Thank you so much, David.
This is from Ancient Promise by Ronan McDonagh.
Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thanks to the production team, in particular Grania Cork. Just a Thought for the Coming Week is by renowned Kerry florist, Annette Dalton. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week.